Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world, and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest host. Yeah. So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink. Do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let go. Hey.
Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Land.
Where you at?
Fam.
Where you at?
York.
Where you at?
Yeah. Oh snap! Wet, wet Wednesday.
Radio.
Right here on.
It is what it is, Wet Wednesday. You know how we do it. Hey, it's not all slow, but it's definitely sexy. So, hey, I'm going to go ahead and open you up right now. No pun intended. Check it out. Some new K. Michelle Takes Two featuring Jeremiah. We're going to open up the lines. They got Unbelievable with me. So, knock with us. Yeah. Sexy music. Couples music. Sip some wine. Look fine music. Knock with us. Wet, wet Wednesday, not all slow, but definitely sexy.
Got the Rolls Royce mansion with the big gate. With a superstar, every day make a move, eh? They tell me about you, but ain't nothing they can tell me. Married to the game, for you I'll catch a bouquet. Only choose a Maybach for the full plate. This another 12 plate, baby, this a hell date. You and Angel have to fly you out to L.A. I know you wanna see me, no, I ain't gon' dodge ya. On top of my pussy like I pop my collar. Naked in the kitchen while I'm cooking collards. I'ma bring my best friend, let her kiss all on you.
Ain't no fun if it ain't
two.
Put that pussy on my dinner plate, yeah. Don't you pump fake, way too quick to hesitate, yeah. Got two friends, yeah, one more make it four play, yeah. I got plans for you tonight, yeah. I'ma wet that pussy on fire. Drill, drill on my face. I like how that tastes. How much can you take? How much can you take?
Sometimes I wanna fuck, sometimes I wanna love, yeah. Sometimes I need a babe, sometimes I need a thugger. Naked in the kitchen while I'm cooking collards. I'ma bring my best friend, let her lick all on you.
Ain't no fun if it ain't
two. The Rolls Royce mansion with a big gate. We're the superstar, yeah. Every day we make a move, eh?
Oh.
They tell me about you, but ain't nothing they can tell me.
Married to the game, for you I'll catch a bouquet.
Only use a Maybach for the foreplay.
This another 12 play, baby, this a hell date. You and Angel had to fly you out to L.A. Sometimes I wanna fuck, sometimes I wanna love, yeah. Sometimes I need a babe, sometimes I need a thugger. Naked in the kitchen while I'm cooking collards. I'ma bring my best friend, let her lick all on ya.
Ain't no fun if it ain't
two.
On a wet, wet Wednesday. You know how we do it. Get you in the mood, baby. Ooh, wee music. We'll get into our splash music here coming up just a little bit. But let's go over here and check in with Miss Unbelievable herself on a hump day, see what she got going on. Hello, Mama. How you feeling tonight?
Hey, hey. I'm feeling just right.
Okay. Oh, okay. That's always a good thing on a sexy night of music. She's saying,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, she feels just right. Okay, that's what's up. That's what's up. So I, you know how we do it. We got this sexy music. I gotta present it, y'all. We got sexy conversation. We open up the lines a little bit. Let some freaks call in and get their little freak on for the holidays. So, I mean, do you have something that, you know, that we could talk about tonight? I know we're going to wait for Jazzy to get here. She usually got topics and everything, but let's start it off without her. Get in.
Ooh. Okay. So, couples. You know, new couples. I would say maybe a month or two. How do you give gifts? Mm-hmm. Sex a gift? Is it not? You know what I mean? What is a perfect gift for a newbie for Christmas? Head.
Ooh,
oh, yeah. You know what I'm saying? What's mm-hmm. a perfect gift for newbies for Christmas? Or do you even celebrate it?
Hmm. Huh. Yeah. Right. Now, that's a good one. I like that one right there. I like that one. Are you going to get them something to let them know that you care a lot? Are you going to buy them a toy for thought? That's what we want to know. I mean, do you really do it? I mean, yeah. We're going to talk about that coming up here in just a little bit. Stick with us. Let's see. What's some other things we got going on Wet Wednesday? I had something, but they don't compare to what yours is. But, you know, I just want to know, do people like cheerleaders during sex? You dig? I'm talking about you.
Ooh.
Some people just call them talkers. I call them cheerleaders. You dig? I'm talking about,
okay. Dude,
you know
okay. What
it is. When you be with a lady, and she be telling her something, get that mm-hmm. daddy. Ooh, a little deeper, come on. All right. That, you know what I'm talking about? That's that cheerleader type shit. When a dude says,
yeah.
Oh, girl, back
mm-hmm.
that thing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait. It usually goes, hold on, wait a minute. Sit still. That's what we're going to talk about coming up here in just a bit.
Okay.
Wait, Wednesday.
Yeah. Okay.
So that's what we're going to be on tonight.
Can we be on one more?
What about?
Possibly one more? Should you have orgasm every time you have oral or sex? Should you have it? And if you don't, have they failed?
Oh. I got a theory on that one. Okay, yeah, I'm going to get to that one, too. Now, we're going to throw them all in there, you dig? We might not
all
even
up
open
in the pot.
Line tonight. He's going to be sitting over there, and Hugh. Yeah, we're going to get it in. So, all right, here goes something that's a little sexy. You remember Shantae Moore? Some of y'all out there, I know y'all remember this sexy ass lady named Shantae Moore. Do you remember her?
Mm-hmm. I do. Yeah.
Okay,
she has a, you know, make baby music way back in the day.
Right.
She had that music where you call your man and you sing it to her. Yeah. You think you was Shantae Moore, you were singing to your man
mm-hmm.
on the phone at night, you know, before your mama was, you know, telling you to go to bed. You'd be like, wait, one more. I got to sing this one song. And there's the song you were singing.
So for real, that's what you was mm-hmm. doing? That's what you was doing back then?
Absolutely.
Shantae Moore songs to motherfuckers on the phone?
Yes, absolutely.
What is that? Shantae Moore, this song is
about
covering me in snow. Hold on, baby.
Hold on, Dad got you. Have that present up underneath the tree, Daddy.
You like me shining, light your holiday season. Get in the giving spirit, you got a reason. You can surprise me, baby, no peeking. Go on and hide a bit while I'm sleeping. Wanna get up, I wanna see all that you have. You told me that you won't put me on the rack. So make me cold. Freeze me up from my head to my toes.
babysit. I'll be what I do. Risk him so official. Ring him so official. Nicholas too. I see, baby, ooh, you got me like, ooh. Cover me in the snow. Boy, I want you to. Cover me in the snow. I'm a bad for you, babe. Cover me in the snow. Baby, this Christmas. Cover me in the snow. Baby, I want you to. Cover me in the snow. Freeze my wrist like an igloo, babe.
Yeah, Wet Wet Wednesday music. Stop them panties, mama. I got some Belvedere to bowl for y'all up next. I got the indie artist coming up at the half hour mark. So let's check into this one. They're talking about something that's incredible.
Every woman wanted to be like you, fresh as death every night, girl. That's you. Got every man here wanting to wipe ya. Other half just one nighter. It's okay, cause you're here with daddy. And I bet you didn't know how incredible. Tell ya.
Incredible, you're incredible. Oh, baby, now you got something
Monstrous Radio. Wednesday, hump day music. Sexy conversation, sexy music. Also, some pretty ass motherfucking hosts and shit. I'm just saying, if I didn't speak wrong, that's how I feel.
I'm just saying.
That's
right.
All right, so which one of these topics are we going to start out with tonight? And y'all know I'm going to be on that wow factor tonight. It is what it is. Don't judge me. Pray for me at monsterusradio@gmail.com. So, Ma, which one are we going to talk about first tonight? What we going to hit them with?
Let's talk about yours. Let's start off with yours.
Okay, what was mine again? Damn it, I don't forgot. Coaching. During the middle, don't judge me, I told you. Coaching, do you like it when the person that you're with, while you're getting it in, do you like it when they coach you on? Excuse me. That's not sexy. Excuse me. That's not sexy.
No, it's not. No.
I mean, do you like when they cheer
drink
you on?
Drink some water.
Look, nobody asked it. No, stop it. Stop it. Nobody asked for all that. So, do you like it when the person cheers you on, when they're, you know, they're into it? You know what I mean? Some of them, yes, get it to me. Tap that thing. Don't make love to me. Fuck the shit out of me. That's what I'm talking about. Do you like the coaching part of the game? So, I guess. Oh, okay, the other person pressed one, so I'll let you go, Miss Unbelievable. Then we'll check in when I call her right quick. I mean, do you like coaching? Do you do coaching when it's due?
Okay, so I do coaching when it's due, especially when it's going and we fucking know. See, I don't like it when we make a love, shh, be quiet. But when we fucking, yes, I want you to hit it there. Don't stop because I don't want to stop. But I don't want to throw off your rhythm either. If it's throwing off your rhythm, then just make that happen. Just satisfy me. But if it's good and we both into it, and yeah, and you ain't at the right spot and I need you to move it over, daddy, oh, yeah, I would tell you. I'd be your biggest cheerleader. Yes, do that right there. Oh, no, over there. I'll make it do what it do, baby. Yes, I will. I'd be like, hit that harder. Yes, I would go all the way cheerleading you on to get mine. Yes, I will. Yes, I will. And to make sure you get yours, too. If you say, hold it there, don't move, I will. I'm following directions, okay? I ain't moving. I'm going to be right. I'm going to be still like a little bird on the perch. What? Don't move. Okay, daddy, I got it. Whatever you want, as long as we're getting it in and we get some touchdowns up in hell.
Okay. Well, let's go over here and check in with the caller right quick and see how they feel about what we're talking about. 612-310, you heard it. Who we got on the line? Hello.
Man, I am the player. Look here, girl. Coach the shit out of me. Let me know how you want it, how you going to take it. Whatever, girl, move your leg like this. Move it up here. Okay, I got you. Throw that leg around and smack the shit out this ass. Girl, I'm finna plow your ass to the wall if that's the case. You gonna remember me today, okay? This kid, you see, what's popping, Mom?
Hey,
what's good, Juicy? I thought that was you, bud.
What's going on? Well, let's hold up. This the thing. Is woman. When a woman, like, if she's really into it, she's going to coach you regardless if you like it or not. She going to want to get hers regardless. She wants to get it, and she's going to get it by any means. But the fact of the matter is, by you being the player, you have to perform, okay? If she has to coach you way too damn much, then there is substitution. There's a reason why there's a bench right there. There's substitution players out there, and them motherfuckers is ready to get the game. You know what I'm saying? So your best bet is to continue to be on the starting lineup. You need to perform damn near to perfection, okay? You need to stay on the starting lineup because it's a reason why in practice there's other players ready to take your spot, okay? So,
wow.
do what you got to do. I mean, look, come on, don't miss unbelievable, okay?
It's the reason why
your name is Miss Unbelievable. Because when it gets to that point, you want to believe that man put every ounce of that moment into the session, okay? I believe you want that, okay?
Absolutely.
I'm just talking so much shit right now.
Absolutely. And if you don't, you right, there is a starting five or seven or ten on the bench waiting to, you know, tap on in. You know, you right. You ain't never lied. So, you know.
See, look, that put the pressure on a lot of men, okay? Pressure on a lot of men, because just like y'all feel like there's other motherfuckers out there that can do your job better than you, so you got to perform to perfection. We feel the same motherfucking way. There's always other
absolutely.
Guys. There's more guys out there waiting to swing that little slinger ding into your winger ding and make you squeal and all that other shit. So
us women have to perform too, because it ain't like y'all ain't got a starting team as well to come in and someone do it much better than you too. So if y'all ain't getting it, screaming, you know, making a do what it do, y'all move us around this as well. We'll be that side one, and then you only call us when you want a certain type of, you know, oh, she only can do this, she can't do this, oh, she can do this, or she can't do that. You want somebody who could do it all, hands down, do it all,
yeah.
Who's not replaceable on the team. You wouldn't even think about replacing her. You wouldn't even look about replacing her because she's the package.
Yeah.
And we look for the package.
Oh, yeah.
We most definitely look for the starting star. If you're not the starting star, don't come my way.
See, it's a beautiful thing when you got your own personal freak beyond belief. It's a beautiful thing when you got that one person that gives you the flux, something vicious, and you ain't got to worry about no other motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? It's a beautiful thing. But unfortunately, we're in the day and age where people don't feel that is an option. You know what I'm saying? They so quick to look on the bench before they even work with the damn player. You know what I'm saying? They so quick to do it.
True.
Now, I can honestly see if you go straight to the bench person, that player that you're working on is just stubborn and just in their own way and don't want to give you what you put them out there to do. So, what happens next? You bench that motherfucker. And most times, you just kick that motherfucker off the damn team. Okay? You guys, since you hard-headed as shit, you guys get the hell out of this damn gym. Get your ass out the gym. Don't come back. Don't even look. Don't even sit your ass in the bleachers. Get the hell out of the gym. Selfish ass.
How long do you wait before you bench him?
I mean, and that's the thing. Patience is key. You know what I'm saying? Patience is key. You got to give them some time to do what they do. And to me, the way I think now compared to how the way I think back then, it didn't take the motherfuckers one damn time. If they wasn't on this shit, they was out the door. And I was going to the next motherfucker. But as I mature, I see that motherfuckers need to gradually progress to what you want them to do. So, as of now, I'm going to say after the third or fourth time, they don't get the picture in. Oh, they don't get the picture in. They never intended doing it in the first place. So, that's just how it is. You gotta reel a motherfucker in. Once you get to that level, Once you get to that level, you got to reel that motherfucker in, because if you still, if you give them some slack, they can snap the damn cord. You got to reel that motherfucker in, get them in that area. Like I threw that metaphor out there, you know what I'm saying? Any fishers out there, you knew exactly what the hell I was growing, okay? Anybody that go fishing knows what's up. You reel that motherfucker in, because if you don't, that bitch is snatch that bitch and keep going. Took away all your goodness.
E, we're going to throw it to you. What are you? Do you like a cheerleader? Do you like to be coached? It's on you. Throwing it back to you. Coach, there to the ball. Boom.
All right.
Catch that.
And let's see. What I like is to tell you guys right after this. So they won't even let me die. Wet Wednesday, we're going to take a breather. I'm going to give y'all my answer when we come back. John Locke is called Naked. Sexy R&B.
Thoughts of your body stuck in my head. Thoughts of your body. Thoughts of your body. Baby, I can't wait to put you to bed. Baby, I can't wait. Baby, I can't wait. Yeah, you got me feeling. Just get to you. And give you the relief that my
Wednesday, hump day music. You know how we do it. It's not all slow, but definitely sexy. I'm sitting here with Miss Unbelievable and also Juice G. so I think to a topic tonight, we're talking about cheerleaders, you know, or coaches. That's what we should call them. Juice G just dropped off. I'm pretty sure he'll call right back. We're talking about coaches. Do you like coaching? Do you coach during sex? You know what I'm talking about. Put it up there. Put it right there, Daddy. Oh, yeah, mama. Oh, don't move. No. Y'all know what I'm talking about, coaching during sex. Do you like it? Do you not like it? I guess it's on me this time, right? Unbelievable. Is it my turn?
Yes, I passed you the ball. Yeah, I passed it. I passed it on. Yes, I passed it.
Well, let's see. How do I say it? Me personally, do I like it or not? I guess it all really depends. You know what I mean? I have to say in my heyday, because, you know, I mean, I don't get it in like most people are, like the rest of y'all out there. Y'all probably get it in on the regular, you sons of bitches. But me, I don't. So it kind of varies for me right now, you know, because as anybody knows, you know, when you're a guy, at least for some of us, if you don't have it on the regular, you got to really work it. I'm talking about work it, distract your mind, think about desert cows or something to take your mind off it, or your ass will be done with in a heartbeat. I'm just saying. So I would have to say in my regulatory days when I'm getting it often, when I'm with somebody and I'm getting it often, I like for you to talk. I really don't need coaching. I'm going to be 100. I really don't need coaching. You ain't going to tell me to my old pull hit right there, right there, or do change shape. Nope. I'm going to be slaying your ass. It is what it is. You dig? But in today's age, that I don't get it that much. Don't coach me. Shut the fuck up, because I'm going to fuck around the bus. Don't talk to me. Be quiet. Stick your face in the pillow. Stick your head out the window. I don't give a damn, but don't say nothing to me. Shh, be quiet. Shh, hush, hush. No. Let me build up my stamina with your ass first. And that's just point blank, keeping it 100. And that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. So, I hope that answers y'all question. If not, it is what it is. Send us a message,
man,
at monsterusradio@gmail.com.
What? So that brings us into our next question.
Look, wait. I mean, it's true. I ain't gonna front it. I'm not even gonna front it out, man. It's true. Because if you're not getting it as much, that tends to happen frequently, that you just let it go faster than you anticipated. So, you know what I'm saying? Your focus.
Hey.
On super team mode, okay? So, and y'all women don't understand. Y'all can hold out on busting nuts and shit. But even when y'all do bust nuts, y'all can keep going. See, we have to we regenerate that system. Because if we don't, y'all gonna talk some shit, okay? Y'all gonna talk some paper shit.
Why does it take so long for the comeback?
Hey Juice, you might have to take yourself off speakerphone. I say why take. No, I'll let him go ahead. Are you on speakerphone?
No, I have my earpiece in. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yep, there we go. You're getting drowned out. All right, there we go.
Okay, you hear me now, right?
But
absolutely.
Yeah, we can hear you.
comeback.
Okay.
Anyone.
So, so her question is, what takes so long for the comeback?
For the comeback. For the comeback.
Okay. The age, it kind of plays parts of aging, too. You know what I'm saying? If you ain't keeping yourself up and out, trying to be healthy and stuff like that, that pop back game ain't as quick as it was when you were younger. Some of them, you know, like a strapping young man like myself back in the day, the minute I popped that cork, within about 5 minutes, it's go time again. Especially if you keep it going yourself. If you keep me going, oh girl, that mother gonna shoot back hard quick as hell. And I'm going in full throttle, and you're in trouble. Because that second nut, oh, Lord, it's going to take some minutes. It's going to take a long time for that second one to come, okay? I'm just saying. Your back might pop. Mm-hmm. You might, your vertebrae might get fucked up after this one.
This is all fucked up. Walking like Quasimodo when you leave. But yeah, that's true. Age kind of does take a part in it. I'm gonna say, a lot of times y'all be trying to blame this shit on us, and we quick to blame it on you. So I'm gonna blame it on you, women. Sometimes it depends on which one of y'all it is. You dig? Let's keep it 100. Some of y'all got that ushe. Okay. Y'all fellas know what I'm talking about when they be ushy, it'll make you go, it takes a little bit longer to come back from that because we's a little more drained, my mom. Just a little more drained than the other one where it was, okay, that's just good. It's like pizza, but it wasn't that other shit. I'll be back in a minute because I wasn't totally satisfied, so I'll be right back in a heartbeat. Get it? So that's going to be my answer to it. There's probably some scientific study. I don't know it. But outside of that, yeah. I got a question. What the hell make y'all think that we
that's why
y'all
keep fucking with the young bucks.
Cause some of y'all.
Okay. What? I didn't get that.
Sorry. Go ahead.
What did you say?
No, go ahead.
It was y'all was talking at the same time, so I missed the question. What were you saying, Iman?
I had said some of y'all are like machines. I'm going to keep it 100. Some of y'all are like machines. I don't know if it's y'all women that got y'all toys or whatever, and y'all build up a stamina on your own because y'all be playing around so damn much. You dig? But some of y'all is a motherfucking machine. I mean, I've been with women that, okay, it might have been a long time for me, and she still busted 2-3 times before I did. That's like the norm for me. You usually come 2-3 times before I do. Nowadays, fuck around, hook up with somebody, shit. Boy, by the time you're done, you told them, can we play another game next week? Whew, because I don't know. Oh, my goodness. you'd be like totally exhausted. I don't know what it is, but today, some of y'all is just like machine. Fucking cyborg pussy. I don't know what it is, but y'all's motherfucking machines. What the hell is up with that shit? Can you answer that one?
You know, it was told to us.
You know,
hello?
The funny thing about it, they...
it was told to us that we should learn to masturbate every day. Okay. It was told, you know, by scientific that we should masturbate every day to keep it ready for when it's time for you to have sex. So she's always ready and prepared to go. So most women, probably, like you said, are using the vibrator, and are probably masturbating to keep their stamina going, because we want to make sure that we can please you at all times. So we make sure she's ready to go, make sure she stays wet, make sure she stays smelling good, make sure she stays looking good, make sure she stays tasting good. So. Yeah, we got to make sure she's on point so when you come tap it, she's waking up and satisfying them.
That's
I guess that rule don't
That's
apply to
like
men. The more we jack up, the quicker we bust.
That's the opposite.
I guess that just don't apply to us, so, you know what?
No. Because you know what? If we don't, it'll take you guys longer to for us to bust. So, like, my first question was, is it mandatory for us, for y'all or whoever, to bust, is to have an orgasm? Is it important? And if not, are you whack? If you don't, if you get that look from that female, like, I just know, like y'all was saying, if it the 10 stroke and you got your own 10 and she needed 12 and she looked at you like you couldn't go 2 more, you know what I'm saying? That look, is it important
for
both to get it or just one? Gentlemen.
Oh, wait. That's a good one. Actually, he dropped off. So let's give him a hot second to come back and get back on the line. Let me see. What should I play for y'all tonight? Should I go with a throwback?
Play? You ain't going to answer the question? Play?
Well, hey. I want to give Juice time to call back in so, you know, we'll all be on the same page.
Okay.
So I got to play a breather. Come on.
You got some R. Kelly?
All right, matter of fact.
You got some R. Kelly or some Usher or some...
I got some Kelly,
you know.
I got some Kells over here. Yeah, I got some Kells. You want some new Kells or you want some throw-it-back Kells?
I want some throw-it-back Kells. Some throw-it-back.
You want some throw-it-back Kells?
Throw-it-back.
Let me see. What do I got for y'all? All right. This is what we're going to do. Monsters Radio Live. Throw-it-back R. Kelly. This one's called Your Body's Calling.
That's what I'm talking about.
We're gonna come back, talk to y'all right after this. Cause tonight, I'm gonna give you all of the things that you've been waiting for. So, brace yourself and listen. I hear you calling. Here I come, baby, to say.
I'm listening, baby.
nobody calling me.
Monsters Radio, Wet Wet Wednesday. That's some R. Kelly. You can still join us for our conversation, 424-243-9649. You got to press 1. Holler at your boy. Or should I say coach me? It is what it is. So I got this unbelievable. I still got Juice G on the line with us. So, all right, my mom, what's the
come on, Daddy. Put him on the line.
Come on right now.
Okay, so let's talk about that. Oh, we talking about, let me tell you what we talking about, boys. All right, y'all listening? We talking about, is it, what happens if you do not get your orgasm? Are you a dud or a stud? Let's put it that way. How about that?
Okay, so
is, that more
is it just for the guys or is it for the ladies too?
The like,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. Is that for
both? I'm saying both. I'm just saying both. If a girl can't give it to you, if a guy can't give it to you, I'm talking about both. You know, it ain't no. What if you don't get it?
Well,
are you like, oh my God,
computer.
She's raggedy? She's what?
This is where I'm going to this is where I'm going to go with that, okay?
Go ahead,
are you going
if
back in?
If a man can't get his lady, if a man can't get his rocks on some woman, he needs to know. It ain't, I don't really think it's the, well, yeah, I'm going to think it's the man, because the man should not, it should not be no one around him that a man can get his look off. That's how I feel. A man should be able to, a man should be able to get his rocks off any woman that crosses his path, unless she look like straight out of the X-Files, then, yeah. If she look like something straight out of the X-Files, then, no, I don't see her catching none of that glorious secretion coming out of us men. But is it something about a woman that if she like takes the way she handles herself and stuff like that, a lot of that could play a part in how quick a man can get his rocks off. Because if a woman looks something like is not taking the time to beautify herself to get that man mind going, then yeah, something's wrong. And as far as the woman, if she ain't getting her rocks off, then he said she must be motherfucking sandboard. Shit, that woman, that really, we have to put up a major fight with you.
But what does she give you that look like? You know, you coming in 10, and she's like, I'm almost there, and you like, I'm done. And she just coached you, like, I'm almost there. And she looked at you like, Nick, you couldn't do two more? You couldn't do two more. You know, you get that look like, what? But I didn't. And you did? That's selfish.
Look. Okay. Some of us can't help it. It shouldn't be so good. And what you do, okay? No, it's for you. I'm joking.
so. I really don't know how to answer that, because it has been done.
Well,
yeah, it has been done.
Well, I think it really all depends on where you kind of met that person. You know what I mean? I'll be honest. I've been in situations where I've been down that situation where, yeah, it got to the point where it's like, it just ain't going to happen. I faked it and got the fuck up. It is what it is. I get at some point, like, a lot of men get to the point, like, where women are. I know this sounds funny. Bear with me, fellas. Bear with me. Listen to me first, man. Don't throw stones at me. After a point in life, you'll get to, like, when you're young, the motherfucking wind blows on your motherfucking jeans, your dick get hard, like, I'm ready to go. It's about that time. You dig? That's when you get older, bro, you need something to stimulate you. That's why they came up with lingerie and shit like that, and put women in little bunny outfits and nurse outfits and shit like that. That's what that shit's for. You dig? Once you get to a certain age, you have to be stimulated a little bit more. You know what I mean? Now, if you're not really into the person, you met them at a club or something, da-da-da, and that sex game ain't right, da-da-da, you got to fake it and get the hook up, you're probably not going to call that person no more. But it might be a situation where, who knows, it could be somebody you with, but you might not just be feeling it today. Well, you know, I know she wanted it, but I had a hard day's worth of work. Y'all niggas, y'all fellas know what I'm talking about. Oh, man, I'm tired from work, and she want to fucking go in like a motherfucking stallion in a motherfucking goddamn triathlete race or something, and you just, you got yours, because I ain't going to be able to get mine. I'm just tired, mommy. It ain't got nothing to do with you. You're just tired. But I'm just saying, it does happen with guys sometimes. Hey, ladies, y'all act like it might, okay, it starts out real good, but as we get into it, we realize, baby, you offbeat. No, you got to find this groove. We got to groove this together. You're offbeat. See, there you go again. You're fucking my groove up. You're fucking my groove up. Now, next thing you know, I'm not really feeling this anymore. So that's what it could be from guys sometimes. But I'm going to tell you the truth. If I don't get mine that first time, I'm cool with that. You're done. You get yours. You say you're done. I'm cool with that. We're going to go again later on, though, right? Because that second one, I'm gonna slay that shit. It's, fellas, we get more time. If you stop, if you stop and don't come back again, couple hours later, whatever, half hour later, whatever, it's gonna come stronger, bruh. I'm telling you, it's gonna go stronger, bruh. It is what it is. Sex tip 375 right here on Monsters Radio Live, Wet Wednesday.
I ain't never had to go through that situation. I guess you could say I'm fortunate that I ain't never ran into a situation with a woman where I didn't want to have sex with her. You know what I'm saying? Every woman I've crossed paths with, she was going to get fucked, okay? She was going to get fucked. So I'm glad I didn't run across no woman like, matter of fact, I take it back. You know what? I take it back. You know what? I'm going to take it back. There's one woman that I had that situation with. I did. I couldn't get hard for shit with her at all. I didn't understand what was going on. And I was young though, and that was the crazy part about it. I was like 19 years old. I couldn't get hard for nothing with this woman. Couldn't get hard whatsoever.
Right.
I'm up here playing with her stuff. I'm up here, I licked on it, and you know what I'm saying, kissed the shit out of it, and you know what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started playing with myself. I'd have left her, went to the bathroom, started jacking the hell out, hoping he'd get hard. And so I started to wonder, like, what the fuck is going on with me? So it has happened before, because when I left her, I went to another one the next day, and it was all systems go from her for that next woman. It was all systems go. I gave her down of a lifetime to coincide, to rectify that hiccup I had with the previous female. So yeah, it happened. And I think it was because of the woman. It was because of the woman I was trying to have sex with. It was nothing wrong with her to a certain degree. Maybe because the fact that I just knew that there was something wrong with her. I think it was the fact that I knew that she was kind of had mannish ways. Okay, she was because to this day now she's a stud. So she was like
she had this manish mm-hmm. ways. So now I can get it. That's true. You know what I'm saying? You made a valid point because I totally forgot about that. It just popped in my head, that situation. So, yes, we do mm-hmm. have women. We do run into situations like that. Times it's you. Sometimes it's us. We can't control. Sometimes mm-hmm. we can't control what the hell our Jimmy be thinking. You know what I'm saying? It got like a certain vibe that triggers at the tip. You know what I'm saying? Just triggers on certain women. And if you don't trigger that motherfucker the right way, he ain't gonna jump for you. So, yeah, it has happened.
Right. See? So I guess we only got like seconds left in our episode tonight. Let's see. So I guess I gotta let people know out there we are looking for a better time frame. So hey, we're looking to see if we should start an hour earlier. Should we start, what is it? 7 o'clock now. I'm speaking all Central Standard Time. Should we start 7, 8, or 9 o'clock? Let us know. MonsterUSRadio@gmail.com. So you guys got any last words you two want to put out there, or you know, any shout outs, skeet outs, or anything like that? Now's the time to do it.
Y'all know my slogan. Shout out to the man for giving us the ability to do what we do, giving us the day to do what we want to do. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to E Master. Shout out to this unbelievable. And hey, y'all, I know y'all be thinking the same thing, but Mr. Unbelievable got a voice that makes you want to have sex with her. I'm just saying.
Wow.
Your time is unbelievable.
Well, thank you. You know, just love. This is a season of love. Give love, show love. And enjoy love.
That's all you're going to say? Don't get shy because people having sex with your voice. Come on, now. You ain't got nothing else?
I'm good. Hey, it's a drought going on over here. So, yeah, that's it. It's a drought. So, thank you. But we're not going to. It's a drought. It's been months. So, please, go ahead. I'm done. It's not getting tapped at all. Okay? Listen. I'm done.
Well, all right, y'all. Make sure you guys come check me out. I got a new spot that I kick it at now. Spend it on the ones and twos called Bullwinkles. That's right off the U of M campus. Make sure you come kick it with us December 17th. Man, they got a whole gang of slew of artists that's coming out to kick it. A lot of them are really good. Some of them I ain't never, ever heard before. So we're going to play for them and see how they get it in on our, what is it called now? I think we got something in the artist stage, sound stage, something like that. So, all right, make sure y'all come out. Check the Monstars on my page, on my Twitter, my Instagram. I'm starting to try to use my Snapchat a little bit more, but don't count on it. It probably ain't going to happen. But, yeah, so let's see. Don't forget to tune in tomorrow, Comic Cafe. Don't hurt nobody at work. Just call in, and we'll help you woo-saw. So on my way up out of here, I'm going to play my homie. I don't know what it is about this song, but this is one of them 2 a.m. panty droppers right here. For real, for real. Suave out of Dallas, Texas. This is called Love Me. Another Splash recording.
Love me. Oh.
Hey, 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 what's up? This is your sexy host with all the most, Miss Aries Jazzy B. And you are now rocking with us on Wet Wednesday.